Vayter and Shaspir and Daf Lamed, picking it up on the very top of the page. Today's Daf, my friends, is Mishnah, na, a lot of Mishnahs. Let's get started. Here we go. Zuck, the first Mishnah on the top of the page. Shlosha Achin, we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehem, the son of Shteachai, is two married to two sisters. So Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah. Vechad Nasinach is one of them married to a non-related woman, not a guy, but an outsider, non-related woman. We'll call her Shaniqua. She converted. Now, one of the Balei Echayos dies. So one of them, one of Reuven and Shimon, one of the sisters, the one that was married to the sister dies, that's Reuven dies. And then Levi goes and marries the original one's Reuven's wife, that would be Rachel. Umeis, and then he goes and he dies. What happens? Harishona yotza mishom achos isha. Now the first one goes out because of achos isha. Ushnia mishom tzarasa. And the second one goes out because of the fact that she is a tzara, ishas erva. Rachel can't be taken because of the fact that she's Leah's sister. And the second one now becomes a tzara serva, and therefore she's off the hook as well. Now what happens if Levi didn't marry Rachel, but rather, again, Reuven dies, and then Rachel falls to Yibam, and also a maimer, and then Levi does maimer, umes, and then he dies. Nachris choletzes v'lemes yabemes. The Nachris, the other one, does chalitza and doesn't do Yibam. What just happened? Now, what happened is as follows. Must be we're going according to what? According to the Shita, who says that this concept of Beis Hillel, that Maimer is only is not a full-on marriage. Right? It's just a rabbinic idea, a derabbanon thing, which causes a little bit of a connection there, which means that really, midarais, it's nothing, and therefore, the Nachris really needs a full-on Yibam or Chalitza. You can't do Yibam, though, because of the fact that there was some sort of connection with midarabbanon, and therefore you do Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Taima Dovid B'Maimer. The reason why Shaniqua doesn't fall to Shimon is simply because there was Maimer that was done. Ha, Lovid Maimer, but if he didn't do Maimer, then Nachris Yabumi Namim Yabma, he would go and straight up do Yibam. What comes from this? Kum Tachoy, Samar of Nachman, Zosomeris, Ain Zika, Fafil Bechar Acha. There's no Zika, even if there's only one brother there, says Rashi Kid the Precious. Dalfag of the Tre Achen, Yenu, Ain Zuzukuka, Elen, Nosi, Nachas, Levado. Even though there's two brothers there, and Reuven dies, it falls to Shimon and to Levi. But even so, since in fact we say that he's not considered like Levi's wife, unless it was some sort of a Maimer done, nothing happened over there, we see that he says there's no Zika. Even when there's only one Yavam. We're going to see another opinion towards the end of the daf. Next Mishnah. Again, we have our three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehem nesuin shteichayis. Two are married to two sisters, Reuven to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Ve'echad nasui nachris. One of them is married to Shaniqua. Now, mesa nasui nachris. So that what ends up happening is the opposite case. Now, Levi ends up, goes ahead, and he dies, and Shaniqua falls into the market. Ve'kanis echad mibalei chayis hazisha. Then Reuven goes ahead and marries her. Okay, Umeis, and then Reuven goes and, you know, he ends up dying. So now Shaniqua and Rachel fall to Shimon. Harishani Yotzes Mishom Achos Isha. The first one goes out because it's a sister of the sister, it's Leah's sister. Ushnia Mishom Taras, and the other one goes out because it's the Tsaras Erva. Beautiful, everything is so far easy and nice and dandy. Also about Maimer of Umeis, what happens if Levi dies and then Reuven does Maimer, he doesn't go ahead and he doesn't marry, but he does Maimer, then like we said, Nachris Choletzes V'Lomis Yabemes, according to Beis Hillel, as we said, that this is, well, it seems like the Mishnah is saying that straight up now, that Nachris Choletzes, why Chalitza? V'Lomis Yabemes, not the Yibam, because really there's no Zika over here, Midah Reises, only Midah Rabbanon. It's saying there's no Zika, therefore really Shimon would have to go ahead and do either Yibam or Chalitza. But you can't do Yibam because there's a shtickle connection over there. Therefore, what we say is you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibam. Frek the Gemara, though. That sounds awfully familiar. Ha-su lamali. Hainu-hach. Why do you have to go and spell that out? These are, end up being exactly the same cases, right? In the first Mishnah, Shaniqua was the main wife and Rachel, the sister, was added-on with Maimer. In the second Mishnah, Rachel was the main wife and Shaniqua became the added-on with Maimer. Either way, we have a semi-tzeres erva that needs Chalitza. So why would we go ahead and why would we repeat it? Hashta uma hasam dachos isha havitzar lenachris amar nachris asura hacha. In this case, the nachris havitzar lachos isha, when she was a tzara lo kol shekin, of course she would have to go ahead and she'd be out, right? Again, in the first Mishnah, right, it really where did I, it was the erva that ended up getting Maimer, not the Nachris Shaniqua. right? And still we say the nachus is aser. So in the second Mishnah, where it's the nachus sanikwa that's getting maimer, kol shekein she should get chalitza. So the first Mishnah is a bigger chiddush than the second. So the second one is clearly unnecessary. So the Gemara is going to say the following. It says, you're right, correct. It really didn't need to be taught. The second Mishnah actually was taught first. And it was supposed to be the only one taught. Because he originally thought that when Shaniko was a secondary wife through Maimer, that's when she does Chalitza. But if she was the original wife and Rachel was a secondary one, then it would be Mutter to do Yibum. On second glance, though, he realized that even in the first Mishnah, she'd be Aser. And because the first one was a Chiddush, and therefore more beloved to him, he taught it first, even though it should have been second. And since the second wasn't first, we don't get rid of it, even though it might not be necessary. Right? So let's read that inside. It says, Gemara, Tanach Bereisha, really, that was the one that was taught originally. And he thought that what? That this was going to be Mutter. So therefore, he didn't even say it all together. And then he figured out that, well, it's actually going to be Aser v'idach, v'ididach, v'ivala akdama. This is more beloved to him because it's a chiddush. He put it as the first one. Mishnah lo zazamim koma. And we don't get rid of it once we already have it there.
Zuck the next Mishnah. Here we go. Shlosh Achim, we have three brothers again, Reuven, Shem, and Levi. Shtayim Ahem, Nisurim, Shtayachar, is married to two sisters, the same case. Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. The Echad Nasir Nachus, the other one's married to an unrelated woman that was Shaniqua. Mace Echad Mibale Chayos, let's say one of them dies, Reuven ends up dies, married to one of the sisters, and now Rachel falls. Vikines Nasoy Nachus is Ishno. Obviously, Shimon can't marry because Shimon's married to the sister, Leah. So what happens? Levi goes ahead and he marries her. So now Levi is married to Reuven. His original wife, Rachel, and his own wife, Shaniqua. Umesa, now he dies. Umesa, wrong. Umesa, Ishto, Shalshini. Now, in the meantime, Shimon's wife dies. That is, Leah dies. Now, since Leah died, Shimon, in theory, can now go and marry Rachel. However, now what ends up happening, which obviously is married to Levi, so he can't. Umesa, Ishto, Shalshini. V'yachakach, Mes, Nasoy, B'nachers. And then what happens? Levi ends up dying, and now we have Shaniqua, his wife, and Reuven's original wife, known as Rachel, that falls to Shimon. What's the din? Harezu asura olav olamis. Shimon is not allowed to marry Rachel. Why? Hol v'nesa olav sha'achas. Because it was a time when he was asur. Rashi says, b'nefila rishona kishenafla me'echav rishon. When Reuven died and Rachel fell to Shimon and Levi, Shimon couldn't marry because he was married to Leah. Therefore, it was asur for him then. Therefore, it's asur olamis. And can't marry her either. And what ends up happening, even though we don't speak it out here, is that Shaniqua also is going to be Aser because she ends up being Tsaras Erva. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said him of Rav, Kol Yevama Shein Lani Kori Ba B'Shas Nefil Yevama Yovo Olea, any Yevama that I'm not able to say, we saw this earlier, but now it says again, where did we see this? Help me out of your Masoris HaShavavas. We saw this on Chav Zayin Amabes. And we're going to see it later on Kufyot Alphana. So now, anytime you have a Yavama, Shein and Nikar, Babashas Nefil, I'm not able to say at the time that she dies that Yavama Yavola, that you can now have a relationship with her, i.e., in this case over here, that when Reuven dies, Shimon's not able to do Yibam on Rachel because of the fact that Leah is a sister. Then Harei Ke'eshes Ach, She Yish Labanim, it becomes like a status of Eshes Ach Shalav Eloh, that has children, therefore you can't have a relationship. For Asura, it's going to be Asatur. Says Gemara, Ma'ikam Ashlan Shkarch. Thank you so much, I'm reviewed on Marav. That's so helpful. But what are you teaching us? Tanina, that's what our Mishnah just said. Harezu Asura Olav Alamas, that this one's going to be Asur to him forever. Hol V'Neser Olav Shah Achas, because it was already Asur to him at a certain point. So what are you adding over here by saying this? Says Gemara, Ma'od Tema? No, because you would have thought, Hani Mili Hechet Delo Ichzia Lei B'Nefila Rishona. That's only in a case where he never could have done anything during the first falling. Meaning to say, Reuven dies, and now Shimon's wife is alive right now. So therefore, he's not able to go out and do anything about it. Right? Aval, Hechad Ichzia Lo B'Nefila Rishona. What happens if Reuven's wife dies? And now Shimon's wife is, now Rachel falls to Shimon and Levi, but he can't go to Shimon because, you know, his wife is alive and that's her sister. But then what happens, let's say in the meantime, before anyone does anything, now Shimon's wife dies also. Now it's still in the first Nefila, and Mitishtri. I would say, okay, you know, oh, now he's allowed to go and take her because his wife is dead. Answer is Kamash Malan. This is what Rav is coming to teach us, that at the moment it falls into possible Yibam, if he's not able to do it right there, then it's going to be Aser forever. Says Gemara, oh, that's such a nice, thank you so much for teaching me. The only problem is, we're going to learn that also in Daf Lamed Beis, that we say, the Mishnah says,
Shnei achim nisu shtei achayus. If you have two brothers married to two sisters, meis echad mehem and one of them dies. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Now meis echad mehem, Reuven ends up dying. Ve'achakach meis ishto shalsheni. So now, when Reuven dies, now Rachel falls to Shimon. And in the meantime, what ends up happening? Ve'achakach meis ishto shalsheni. Now the second one ends up dying. That is that Leah ends up dying. So you would think that maybe, okay, now Shimon can now take Rachel. Harei zu asura, alav alam is still asur entirely. Hol v'nasar alav sha'a achas, because it's asur at one particular moment. So why do you need me to teach me this? Rav, we already have this Mishnah. It says, no, I'll tell you why. Because ma'al detema hasam hu itchila mehai besa legamri. Only in that case, when there's only two brothers. And therefore, when Reuven dies and Rachel falls to Shimon, at that moment, Shimon has an option. Either take her or you can't take her. And if you can't take her, then she's out. There's no other brothers there to hold her there. She's out of the house entirely. That's the case when we said it would be no good that if Leah ended up dying, that he can take Rachel. Aval Hachab, in this case, the Lo Yitchilei Mehai Beisa Legamri. When Reuven dies, there's Shimon and Levi there. So therefore, Rachel goes into this holding place where it can't be with Shimon, but can be with Levi, therefore it's not entirely. So maybe I would say, Ema, Migo de Chazia Lehai Nasoi Nachris, Chazin Nami Lehai, Kamash Malan. I would say since he goes and can now marry the one that's married to the Nachas, to Levi, and now she's not out entirely. In the meantime, Shimon's wife Leah dies. You would think that now he can go and take Rachel. Chazin Ami Lahai, it should be okay here as well. Kamash Malan, that's what Rav's coming to teach me. No, that once she's out for a particular, even for a moment, she's out entirely, even if the sister would end up dying at that moment. Here we go. Next Mishnah of the day. Shlosha Achim, let's say, have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And now we have Shtayim, Mem, Nusun, Shtei, Achayus, two are married to two sisters. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. Ve'echad Nasei Nachris, and Levi is married to Shaniqua. Okay, difference now. Here we go. Girush Achim, Rebal, Achayus, Sishto. Let's say Reuven ends up divorcing his wife, Rachel. So she's out of the picture now. Umeis Nasoi Nachris, and then the one who's married to Shaniqua ends up dying, Levi ends up dying, Vikunsa Megarish, and now Reuven ends up taking the Megarish, Vikunsa Megarish, the one that got divorced. Reuven ends up going ahead and marries the wife of Levi, Shaniqua. Umeis, and then he dies. Yeah. Okay, good. Umeis. And then Reuven ends up dying. So what happens? Now Shaniqua goes and falls to Shimon. Now this is very fascinating, right? Because Shaniqua is the wife of the former, is a co-wife of the former sister of Shimon. Yeah, what happens now? Umeis, Zuhi, Sha'amro, Vekulin, Shemeso, and Isgarshut, Sarsay, Mutaris. This is the very first Mishnah that we said, that if any of them die or get divorced, then the Tsaris are going to be Mutter. Once again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married to Rachel, Reuven, Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Shimon is married to Shaniqua. Reuven ends up divorcing his wife, so she's out of the picture. So now the sister is gone, and then Levi dies. Reuven marries Levi's wife Shaniqua, then Reuven dies, and now Shaniqua falls to Shimon. And even though if you wouldn't have gotten divorced, then it would have been the Tzaras Erva, but the divorce already happened, therefore he goes ahead and he's allowed to do Yibam. Now pay close attention, says the Gemara. Taima de Girish Ve'acha Kachmes. The only reason why this actually is going to work is because Reuven ended up divorcing his wife Rachel before Levi died. V'achakach meis. Aval meis v'achakach girish. Let's say Levi had ended up dying first. And then his wife is a shomer yavam. She's sitting in the holding cell. What's going to happen right now? Who's going to take her? Who's going to divorce her? What's going to happen? Aval meis. If she first died. V'achakach girish. Then Reuven's like, you know what? I'm going to divorce my wife. Then, even if he goes ahead and Reuven now marries Shaniqua, Asura, with then, when Reuven dies, don't think that Shaniqua is allowed to go to Shimon. Why? Because Amar Vashi, what do we see from here? Zos Omeris, Yeh Zika, Filu B'Treyachi, that there is Zika, even if there is two brothers that are waiting there. What that means is that when Levi died, so then this woman now falls to two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Now remember, she's a Nachar. Shaniqua has no Sheiches to Rachel or Leah. So now she goes to both of them. And at that moment, apparently what we're seeing, there's a Zika between both of them, even if there's two. And that's why that what ends up happening is that if Reuven was still married to Rachel at the time that Shaniqua goes on the market for them, even if he now divorces her, it still becomes a shomer, a tsaras erva, like through Zika, and now when she ends up dying, she's still tsaras erva of achos ishto. Yeah, and that's why Shimon would not be allowed to go ahead and marry her, and she would be out, even though Rachel was no longer in the picture. Frick the Gemara, now we go way back 15 minutes ago to the beginning of the first Mishnah we saw on the page. According to this interpretation, Rav Ashi, who's coming out over here, and he's telling us that there's Zika, even with two brothers, that is a kasha on Rav Nachman, right? Take a look at Rashi, kasha to Rav Nachman, the diak le'el mistamas nisen. He said that zosomeres ain zika filu b'chad acha. There's no zika even with one brother. Clearly not with two brothers. Let us quickly review the first mission to understand what I'm talking about. Remember, the first mission was you had three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And they were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Shaniqua to Levi, as we've been seeing all along today. Hope that case is clear to all y'all. Now, Meis Echem Mibalei Chayus had said that, let's say one of the, just reading the first Mishnah again. Shosha Achen, Shosha Shnaim, Shem, Misun, Shtei Achayus, Rechad, Nosei, Nechus. Meis Echem Mibalei Chayus, then Reuven dies. Vikines, and then Vikines, Nosei, Nechus, is Ishto. And Levi goes and marries Rachel. Umeis, Arishona, Umeis, and then Levi dies. Arishona, Yotza, Mishom, Achosisha. The first one goes out because of Achosisha, because of the fact that she's your sister. And the second one was out because of Tsarasa. Now, what happens if he did Maimer, though? If Reuven had done Maimer, didn't actually go and marry her. Also, but Maimer Umeis, and then he dies. Nachris Choletzes Felo Misyabemes. Then you do Chalitza and not Yibun. Now, what it says here is only because it was Maimer, but if there wasn't Maimer, then she would actually do Yibum, or able to do Yibum. So then on that statement, of Nachman says it must be able to do Yibum because Ain Zika, Filip Chadacha. Even if there's only one brother, there's no Zika. Now, over here, what we just said is, though, because Rav Ashi, he says that there is Zika, even if there's two brothers. How do we deal with this? Amalchur Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi comes and he's going to explain the Mishnah that we did over there a little bit different, the top Mishnah a little bit differently. He says, Hu adin the afagav de lo avaba maimer. Even if there would be no maimer done, it would still be the same halacha that nachas michatz chaltza yabum lo yabma. You're actually not allowed to use yibum. Then what's pshat that actually says the word maimer? It's lafuke beishamai. This is coming to come against beishamai. The amri, what do beishamai say? They say that maimer, kona, beep, turn the page, lamadum beis, kinyan gamor, it's a full-on kinyan. Comes out, kum tuchoy, said according to beishamai, when Levi ends up doing maimer with Reuven's wife, right, when Reuven dies and then he falls and he does maimer, it's full-on, they're totally married, and therefore, it ends up being a tsaris erva straight up. So then, if Levi ends up dying, then Shaniqua doesn't fall to Shimon, even Yibam or Chalitza, nothing. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell you that even though Levi did Maimer with Reuven's wife, still his wife is going to need Chalitza, the look of Beishamai, because we do not hold like Beis Shammai. Now we cleared up how Rav Ashi understands the first Mishnah differently than the way Rav Nachman understood it. But Rav Nachman Taka ends up saying that there is no Zika. So now we have a Kasha on him, the flip way. Now Rav Nachman, Kasha, the Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi makes a nice little diak over here that seems to be saying that there is Zika going on, that Reuven would have to divorce his wife before anything comes into effect, before any and the ball starts rolling. Because if not, then eventually what's going to happen is that Shaniqua is not going to be allowed to end up by Shimon, because it ends up being that she's Ashes, she was Saras Erva, even though they got divorced, but they got divorced only after she already fell to a state where she was in the holding room over there. So how is he going to deal with that circumstance? It seems to say that the mashmos is that there is Zika. And if you want to say, oh yeah, don't worry about it. Who adinda filu meis v'chakach girish? Even if Levi were to die first, and then Reuven would go ahead and divorce his wife, it would be the same halacha, then that was going to be that tsarasa muteris. She's going to end up mutter to go ahead and now marry. And then what happens is, he divorces the wife, and then Reuven marries her, and then he ends up dying. Then Taka, Shaniqua is going to be mutter to Shimon. Ella, then how do we understand the next part of the mission that said that zuhi lemutei mai, zuhi, this is the case that you're going to have, that Mason is Garsha, that's going to be mutter. What's it coming to be mait? As opposed to what case?
If you're telling me it doesn't make any difference whether Reuven divorced his wife before Shaniqua came into the picture for him or after, so then what's the, and this is the case that happens as opposed to what other case?
Essentially holding on to the, there's no Zika over here, because that's what he has held. That's what he holds.
Says the Gemara, no problem. I'll tell you what it's coming to be mamayit. L'mehute kanes v'chakech girish. It's coming to be mamayit the case. If Reuven would do Yibum on Levi's wife, on Shaniqua, and only then divorce Rachel, in that case, don't think that Shaniqua is going to be okay to go marry Shimon if Reuven dies. Nope, that's considered Tsaris Erva, even though they get divorced. Comes out that Rav Nachman's okay, Rav Ashi is okay, and each one can learn it according to the way they understand it, either like Rav Nachman said that there is no Zika, and that's coming to Mamai at the case they get married already, or it's dealing with the case where there is Zika, according to Rav Ashi. Both of them have answered nicely in their own way. Quick intro to understand the next piece, which is not the next piece, it's continue on to this, is going to take us to the Mishnah. Now, we had a Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara and Yud Gimel says we have a bit of a problem, because our Mishnah is going to be at odds with the Mishnah on Daf Beis, the very, very first Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos. Our Mishnah over here basically goes and shows us it's a mashma that if Reuven married Shaniqua, Levi's wife, after he died, and then he divorced his wife, who was essentially, right, then he divorced his wife, so that now Levi's almana was together with the achos, with the sister of Shimon, that there was a time when they were together. So then when Reuven dies, and Levi's original wife, which is now Reuven's wife, is going to be usher to be with Shimon because of Tsaris Erva. But the Mishnah and Daf Beis, or Beis and Beis, it says straight out that even in such a case, this woman, Shaniqua, is going to be mutter to Shimon. She's only usher to Shimon if the wife was never divorced, right? Then it becomes Tsaris Erva Mamish. How do we deal with that? We have it seems to be pretty much a straight up stide, and the Gemara and Yud Gimel gave two different answers on how to deal with it. And now the Gemara is going to see Rav Nachman how he goes and he works out with these. So this is Gemara. Ha nicha isavra la Rabbi Yirmiya da amar tavra. This is going to be good. Everything we just said right now, the way Rav Nachman says that there really is no Zika, that's going to be dealing with the case of Tavra. If you want to say that it's Tavra, meaning to say that the one who taught this one didn't teach that one. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. Right? That it can't be that these two Mishnayos are working in tandem, that the first Mishnah and our Mishnah here must be different people. V'hai Tana Sover Misa Mapelis, V'hai Sover, V'hai Tana Sover Nisuna Rishon Mapilim. This is all in Daf Yud Gimel, right? And it must be that the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Beis, that Tana who wrote that Mishnah must be holding that only at the time of death does now things come into effect. So when Reuven is married to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, their sisters, and now Levi dies and Shaniqua falls to Reuven. So at that stage, what ends up happening? Then Reuven divorces his wife, Rachel, and now Reuven dies. So you say, okay, does Shimon take Shaniqua or not? The answer is according to the first time. The answer is yes. You know why? Because only at the time of death does anything come into effect. And at that moment, there's no Tzaris Erva, therefore it's fine. The high time of our Mishnah over here, Tzaris Nisuna Rishon Mapilim, no, from the very first time that they get married, it goes from the marriage, that's when everything comes into theoretical effect. So according to Rav Yirmiya, says that it's Tavra that's broken. Don't think that these are the same people. Zuhi Lemute, what's Zuhi coming to be Mamait? Kanasul B'Sof Girish, if he first took Shaniqua in and then divorced his wife, Rachel. The other opinion of the Daf Yud Gimel was Rava. Eli Savala Karava. If you want to say that Rav Nachman holds like Rava, Adamid, it says Li Olam Chatane, who really it's one author of the Mishnayos and the Daf Beis and the Mishnah over here, right? Vezuz Vein Sarach Lomer Zukatani. We said it on Daf Beis. We didn't have to say it over here. Also, it's really the same din. So then Zuhi Lemute Mai. What's it coming to be Mamayit? Clearly, isn't coming to be Mamayit, where there was Kanas Lvasov Girish, because that's going to be fine. And dandy. So what's come to a mite? Says the Gemara, good point. In Echinami, Al Kochel Karabi Yirmi Svirle. Must be that he taka holds like Rav Yirmi and he doesn't hold like Rava. Ula Rava, who says that it's one Mishnah, the same one author, the one on Daf Beis, and then one over here. So Hanichi Sava like Rav Ashi. Everything makes good sense if he holds like Rav Ashi, that what that we hold of Zika. Then Zui Lemute Meis below Girish. And when it says this is the case, it's coming to exclude to Mimamayat, the case where Reuven died before he was Megarish, his first wife, and that he actually doesn't have to take Levi at all. Eli Sava like Rav Nachman, if he holds like Rav Nachman. Who says that there is no Zika, then Zui Lemutimar, what's it coming to be Mamait? Al Korchach must be Kirav Ashi Sfirle, Hitaka holds like Rav Ashi, that the holds of Zika. This next mission takes us all the way back again to the Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi says, first the mission says, Vikulan means Tesvel Arias. All these 15 Arias, we had said at what? That a Tsaris Erva doesn't have to do Yibam. And when is that so? That's only if they were married at the time when he died. So now let's try to figure out what's going to be in the case of a suffix. V'kulan, shahayu behen, kiddushin, ugerishin, besuffix. What happens if all of them are in a state of suffix? Rashi says, shahayu behen, la'achiv hames. The one that died, what happened if Reuven is married to two women, right? He's married to... let's think of a case. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter and married to another woman, Shaniqua. So now what happens is, Shaya Bar Kedushin, let's say you have a case of, it was Kedushin or Gerushin Besafik. In other words, he's not married, not sure if he's married to Shimon's daughter, he's not sure if he's divorced her. Maybe he was fully married to her, maybe he wasn't in the first place, and therefore Shaniqua was going to follow Shimon. Maybe he was married to her, but wasn't sure if the divorce is actually a good divorce or not. Says Rashi, that Shahayu Behen La'achav Ameis, Kiddushay Suffolk Ugerishay Suffolk, Havit Sarasa Suffolk Tsaras Erva, because Dilma Igrisha Erva Lagabi Kiddushin Dilma Lomakacha. Maybe she falls to Shimon, maybe not. In such a case, Hare Elu Hatsaras Choltzas, Hatsaras have to do Chalitza, because maybe really, Reuven was either never married to Shimon's daughter, or he was, and there was a divorce, so maybe there wasn't a divorce. In the event that there was a divorce, or he was never married, then she falls to him, then Shaniqua falls to Shimon in a Daraisa level, so have to do Yibam or Chalitza, and therefore, since you don't know, therefore you go and you do Chalitza. Velomis Yabos, but you can't do Yibam, because maybe it's Tsaris Ervehi, and... therefore, she's out entirely. Now, Ketzah Safek Kiddushin. What exactly is a case of Safek Kiddushin? Zarek La Kiddushin. Let's say he throws Kiddushin to her. Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav La. And it's a Safek whether it's closer to him or closer to her. Rashi says where there's 8 Amos exactly between the two of them in Rishus HaRabim. And 4 Amos, we know Dalan Amos or Konos Sham. And Vizarku Safek, as he throws it, Safek Bidalan Amos or Karav La. And Safek Bidalan Amos Karav Lo. So he throws it, and he's not sure, was it closer to her or closer to him? And if it's closer to him, then it's not a Kiddushin at all. If it's closer to her, then it is a Kiddushin. Zeh, Safek Kiddushin, that is considered a case of Safek Kiddushin. Safek Gershon, what's the case of Safek Gershon? What's the case of you're doubtful whether or not this is a good divorce or not? Kasav Biksav Yado Ve'inal of Edom. Let's say it's written with his writing, but there's no Edom. Rashi says, because we hold in Bava Basra that Hotzia Lov Ksav Yado Shu Chayavlo. Let's say I have a document on my friend Eli. My friend Eli wrote a document that he's Chayav to me something, but there's no Edom on it, but it's his Ksav Yav, that I'm allowed to go and take from his B'nei Chorin stuff. What do we see? The Ksav Yado below Edom Milsi, it's actually considered something. So let's say the get is written in Ksav Yado, but there's no Edom on it. Yesha Lov Edom, let's say there are Edom. Ve'ein Bo Zman, but there's no time stamp written on it. Or Yesh Bozman, or there is a time, Ve'ein Bo Ela Eid Echad, and there is a time on it, but there's only one aid. Zeu Safek Gershon. This is called a doubtful divorce. We're talking about a case where the husband was not the one that wrote it, it was someone else that wrote it, but there's only one aid over there. Then what's that? This is called a Safek Gershon. By Safek Gershon, we really mean Durabanan. Midoraisa, it actually is a get. It's only Midorabanan that's not, because we're worried people are going to end up messing up. So let's say a person wrote, let's say I wrote to my wife, Kaisha. Let's call it Kaisha. I hope I remember this name. But I wrote to my wife Kaisha, and I read in my Ksav Yad, I don't have any Edom. Midoraisa, that's actually a get. There is a real divorce going on there. That's because it was Ksav Yad, but Midurabanan, it's a problem, because a word is going to get people to go out and do that, even when it's not Ksav Yad, and there's no Edom over there, that's going to be a problem, and that's not going to be a divorce at all.
So therefore, we say that this is called a suffik. The case where there's Edom but there's no Zman, again, midoraisa, that is a good thing, but midorabanan, they say it's no good. We'll see on tomorrow's daf why that is. What's the worry? Or let's say it has a time written on it, but there's only one aid. Now, why really midoraisa, it's okay. You know why? Because when that's writing it, the sofer himself is considered an aid as well. So therefore, midoraisa, it is a good get. Now, a get can only be written if the husband himself says to someone, write it. Now, a sofer knows to do that. So therefore, when the sofer goes and does that, so therefore you have, it's ke'ilu two aidim, even though there's only one aid there. Midorabanan, though, we said that this is going to be a problem. Why? Because let's say we're talking about it's written by someone who's not an expert sofer, because maybe he's going to write it in a way that it wasn't actually told to be writing to be written. Okay, so these are all called suffek gerushin. So again, in such a case, if let's say Reuven is married to Shaniqua and marries Shimon's daughter Besuffek or divorces her Besuffek, so what happens? You have to do chalitza on this woman because maybe really it's not called tsaris erva. But you can't do Yibam because maybe it is called Saras Erva and then she's off the hook. Now, Zuck the Gemara. Interesting to note that when we're talking about Suffolk Kedushin, we mentioned a case of where he threw it and it's a Suffolk whether it's closer to him or closer to her. But it says the Gemara, V'ilu B'Gerishin, Suffolk Harvlo, Suffolk Harvla, Lo Katani didn't bring that as an example of Suffolk Gerishin. Says Rashi, sounds like, because you know what? This is not a divorce at all. It's not even, we're not even worried about it. Rashi says, V'ilu B'Gerishin, Suffolk Harvlo, Suffolk Harvla, Lo Katani, the Hatsum Afil Chalitza Nami Lo Baya Tsarasa. You're not even needed at all. My time, but why is that the case? Meaning it wasn't a good divorce to his daughter, and therefore you don't need to do anything. It's called a tzaras erva. In fact, the Gemara my taima. Why is that? I'm a rabba. Before anything happened, remember Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, and he's married to Shaniqua. So at that stage, if he ends up dying, then of course she's allowed to go out to the shuk. Nothing to talk about. So rabba comes and he says that isha zub cheskas heter lo shuk ometz. Before you get into this whole suffik matziv, she was ready to go. Rashi says kodem lechein im yamos baila. So it's Saris Erva here, because she's Saris Erva. So being that that's the case, so misafik ataba laosra, al tasren misafik. You want to now aser her from her chazaka because of a safik, al tasren misafik, we don't go ahead and aser because of a safik. However, Rashi says, but the other three gittin, la misafik asrin and la, those aren't actually cases of safik. The ha gita, who it's definitely a get, ella she'in min ha-mufcher, it's not considered min ha-mufcher. Therefore, you have to go ahead and do chalitza, and we bring those cases. Okay, my friends, this Gemara is going to continue on to the next half, but we're going to call it over here, and we're going to stop here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.